our marshal, I previously cut you off, Mr. Tran, if you'll call court to order once again and then call the case for presentation.
Minnesota Court of Appeals is now in session. Judge Werke, Judge Gaetas, Judge Smith, the Honorable Renee Werke presiding, now calling case number A220132, State of Minnesota versus Kevin Anthony, Midwest Bonding.
And good morning. This is the second of our oral argument presentation for today, July 6, 2022. There is no respondent brief from the state. So Mr. McGinney, what that means is you get 15 minutes and no rebuttal. And when you're ready to proceed, please state your name, introduce yourself, and which party you're speaking on behalf of for recording purposes.
Certainly. May it please the court. My name is Jim McGinney. I represent the appellant in this matter, Midwest Bonding, LLC. This matter is before the court on my appeal of Judge Koch's denial of a petition to reinstate the bail bond in this case. I won't take too much of the court's time. The crux of our argument is that at the hearing on the petition to reinstate and discharge the bond, the state claimed that they were prejudiced by the delay caused due to loss of a witness. The district court then requested that they file an affidavit regarding their prejudice. The state filed an affidavit indicating a material witness died while the defendant was at large, and therefore they were unable to prosecute the case. A review, and then in the district court's order, which is in our addendum, the district court indicated that it was denying the reinstatement because the state was deprived their ability to prove the case by loss of a witness, and that was prejudice to the state.
Mr. McGinney, that wasn't the only reason the court denied the reinstatement, though, was it?
No, the court also found that the purpose of bail wasn't satisfied because of the length of the defendant's absence and the fact that Midwest my client, the appellant, wasn't the party who apprehended the defendant in this case. But the main reason that the court denied the bond, in our opinion, was because of the argument that the state had been prejudiced through their loss of a witness.
But there was one acquittal and one dismissal.
There was a successful prosecution on the top count of the criminal complaint.
Right, but there was a dismissal of one count and acquittal on another count.
There was, but the state didn't provide any evidence or any documents or affidavits other than the affidavit of the attorney indicating that a witness had died. We feel they didn't carry their burden of proof in proving the prejudice. We don't know what caused the acquittal or what witness was lost or how the witness died or which witness died. And it's appellant's position that the state carries a burden of proof to show prejudice, and to merely assert prejudice doesn't carry the day for them. And that's the purpose of our appeal. We feel that the state wasn't prejudiced. They prosecuted their case, successfully got a conviction on the top count of the complaint, and didn't give any details or any rationale on which witness was lost and how that witness was material to the case, and those kinds of details were lacking in their affidavit, Your Honor.
But the delay was 13 months. Isn't that, I mean, frankly, if you were on the other side of that coin, you'd be arguing that the delay was prejudicial, true?
Possibly. But the state didn't make that argument. I know we're in unusual times here, but we're trying cases in 2022 from 2018 due to the COVID pandemic. So I don't know how much that kind of delay prejudiced the state, and they didn't present any evidence or argument that the delay prejudiced them, other than, of course, the allegation that the witness was lost. But it's our position that that's not sufficient, that that's not enough evidence. They have a burden of production. The arguments of the attorney aren't evidence, and merely submitting an affidavit saying a witness died and we were unable to prosecute, it's our position that that's insufficient to show prejudice. And therefore, we ask the court to reverse and find that the district court abused its discretion based on that mere allegation of loss of a witness.
Any further questions from the panel? Mr. McGinney, anything else?
No, Your Honor. I appreciate the court's time, and I apologize for requesting a rescheduling at the last minute. I didn't realize this court sat for arguments over the summer. So I'll keep an eye on my calendar in the future.
We're hardworking. Thank you. And there's no problem with that. We appreciate your briefing as well as your appearance today by video Zoom, and a decision will be issued in the statutory timeframe. Thank you.